The bus company involved in a fatal collision yesterday has begun an internal investigation. The bus driver died at the scene following the crash between a school bus and a train near Palmerston North yesterday morning. And two people were still in hospital last night. Justin Allen is the managing director of UserBus and joins us now. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
This must have been an absolute nightmare scenario for you. What can you tell us about the driver?
So, it's been a huge shock. For everyone here. We're a pretty close-knit team, and, to have something like this happen is quite devastating. The driver, she has been with us, for about 3 or 4 years. A solid part of the team. So, yeah, it's very upsetting.
The internal investigation, what is that going to look at?
We'll be working closely with the various authorities who will be looking at the accident itself. So as part of that, it covers, all facets of our operation. It covers the vehicle, it covers the driver, and obviously there will also be a review of the stop, for example, at the railway crossing. It closely forms part of our internal investigation as well. So there's a lot of similarities there. We'll be looking at our own internal process as well. There has been some mention of the possibility of sunstroke being a contributing factor. So, we'll be going through our own training material. We'll be looking at, the information that we put out to our drivers, particularly around seasonal changes. Safe stop review on our route.
Has sunstroke been a problem in the past there?
I think sunstroke is always a potential issue. Certain routes, depending on their location and the direction they travel in, and the different stops and turns that they have, it can be problematic. We have always been fairly vocal about sunstroke because the change in seasons, shifts where that sun is actually sitting at the time. So it always has been quite topical for us. So obviously the suggestion that might be a contributing factor will be a part of our investigation as well.
That particular route, was that a route that the driver had been pretty familiar with?
Very familiar with, yes.
So sunstroke would have been something they would have obviously known about.
It's hard for me to comment on the specifics around that. As I've said, it has only been suggested. So again, we'll be working closely with the authorities just to try and identify exactly, what the circumstances were that led up to the accident, to try and get some clarity on it. Certainly, for us for the future, and to get some understanding. Mm.
Devastating to lose a driver. It must have been some comfort quite a bit of comfort to know that the children mostly only moderate injuries. Can you tell us any more about that? Have you heard anything more about their status?
So there have been some communications with the school of recent. Clearly the students that were on board were pretty shaken up. You're right. We're blessed really that there weren't more serious injuries for the passengers on board. Clearly some of those students are going to take a little while to get over this. There has been support offered through the school.
Yes, because I imagine they would have known the driver, wouldn't they, if she had been doing that route for a while?
Yes, that's right. And the driver, of course, she was very passionate with the kids too. She loved her kids. So, they will certainly be feeling this without a doubt.
The support services, they got there pretty quickly. I mean, in terms of that aspect, they did a good job.
Yes, fantastic. And I really do want to put out my deepest thanks to, the police, the emergency services that attended. There were some people that were there assisting as well, first on scene. Kiwi Rail, it was fantastic. We had our own team on board as well. At the site to assist, and we couldn't thank everyone enough. It was great.
Justin, really appreciate your time this morning on Morning Report. Justin Allen there, the Managing Director of User Bus, a company with the bus that was involved in the crash yesterday near Palmerston North with a train.